Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the duplicate tape of Mr. Leung Lee's interview from an original 90 minutes tape to a 60 minute tape.
So I'm gonna, you know, you have to come.
You don't get it, though. You come down.
So then, when you marry, you know, your wife, she is Zhongshan person. Mm-hmm. At that time, you know, did your parents feel like, your father anyway? Did he feel that, you know, you should marry somebody of your own?
No, that's no different. After all, Zhongshan, it was different than. The city is almost the same.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't make so much difference.
Did they used to be feeling, by the Seiyup against marrying?
Oh, before, many, many years ago, they are. I think they have a tongue war, they come in San Francisco, yes. They fight each other, after that they hate each other. That was many years ago. My father told me that was a long time ago.
Were the Seiyup and the Zhongshan people?
No, Seiyup and Samyup.
Oh,
not the
Seiyup. Oh,
Seiyup
not Zhongshan.
Not Zhongshan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Seiyup and Samyup.
Oh.
And they have trouble. Like,
mm-hmm. How about the Seiyup and the Zhongshan people?
No,
did they ever have
any? I don't think they have trouble.
So your wife speaks Zhongshan Hua too?
Yeah.
She can read and write Chinese?
Some. Since native born in Hawaii.
And did they go to school, Chinese school?
A little. Chinese school, but mostly English.
I see.
Yeah.
So your wife helped you with your English?
Yeah, English. Uh-huh. Just good at English, very good.
Uh-huh. Now, how did you feel about your own children learning Chinese?
Well, one is go to Chinese school. I don't think he learned too much,
mm-hmm.
but he know how to speak anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the other younger one, after we move over here, no Chinese school.
Mm-hmm.
Then they don't have a chance to go to Chinese school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't have time to take them, take the car, take them go. Then after that, they graduate from university or UCLA. Then,
mm-hmm.
then they learn their own, they go back, study in the Chinese class.
Did they study Cantonese or did they study Guangyu?
They both.
Both?
Yeah.
Both.
They have teachers teaching both.
Oh.
Yeah. Some are teaching Cantonese, some are teaching Guangyu.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So then...
My son, the older one, he went to Hawaii, University of Hawaii. He learned all the Guangyu from there.
Uh-huh.
He can speak and everything. He studied and taken everything in our Asiatic.
And do you yourself, speak Guangyu or?
A little bit. When I was a kid, I speak Guangyu. I start school from Guangyu.
Uh-huh.
But after I come back to Canton, start all Cantonese again, I forget about Guangyu.
Oh, when you were in Guangxi, you mean?
Guangxi, yeah. I start school from there and then I speak all Guangyu.
Now, what was the reason for your father sending you to school in Guangxi?
No, we have a jewelry store over there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, my father went up there too at that time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have a jewelry store in Guangxi.
In Guangxi as well.
Yeah.
So that was why you started school there. Then how about the hopes that you have, you know, for your family here, that they would continue in the Chinese tradition, or?
I think they do. They have, they're all Americanized now anyway.
Uh-huh.
They do whatever they like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some, they still follow Chinese a little.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, American. Half-half, you know how they are now. The kids over here are like that.
And then your family, you observe the American holidays?
Yeah.
How about the Chinese?
Same thing, both. We celebrate both.
Which is your biggest Chinese holiday that you celebrate?
Well, Chinese New Year.
Okay, yeah. How about your American
one? Yeah. We're close too, we celebrate too. We just, yeah, same thing.
Which is your biggest American holiday?
No different, yeah. Whenever holiday, they enjoy it.
Okay. Now, how about Chinese New Year's? How do you celebrate your Chinese New Year's?
We just close the door and have some good foods, you know how they are.
You cook it at home usually?
Sometimes we go out eat. Uh-huh. Yeah.
With family and friends?
Yeah.
How about Christmas time? Or
same thing. We have a big, every Christmas we have a big party at home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people all come and they enjoy it.
Do you have serve Chinese food for your Christmas, or is it American?
We always have both food, turkey and some Chinese foods and Chinese dishes they like to eat. You know, like a sofi and lobster and turkey and all that kind of thing.
So you have quite a family tradition of observing both the Chinese customs and American traditions.
We have both foods.
Both foods and the good of both cultures.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, I think I had asked you before about, you know, Chinatown here and noticing, you know, what changes that have taken place over the past few years. Do you think that the composition of the, you know, the business people, you know, over the businesses that are now in Chinatown, do you think that there are different now than what they used to be, say, when you first started? When you first started, what was it like? Where did most people come from that?
When I started business that time, mostly local people started. And not so many from Hong Kong or those. That time, not that many people come in yet. And when the old China tear down, they have to build one and all the more dependent on American business. But now we have so many people, all kind of business we have now, much more business than before.
So that the businesses are really to cater to the Chinese rather than to the American?
I think they're both.
They're both?
They're both. They have about almost the same to us. We have American business and Chinese business, almost the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, you yourself, you have both American and Chinese business.
Yeah.
We've noticed that, you know, there are Mandarin-speaking businessmen and there are now Vietnamese businesses that you mentioned before.
Well, we can handle the Mandarin, and I know a little, but Vietnamese, I can't don't understand what they maybe learn a little bit English when they come over. Some of them, the Chinese, they can speak in Chinese. Vietnamese, a lot of them is the Chinese people.
Now, most of the Vietnamese merchants here are of Chinese.
Some, I think a lot of them Chinese. They can speak Cantonese too. The native Vietnamese, well, they have some, but they don't understand Chinese.
I see.
But the Vietnamese, Chinese, then they're most wealthy people over there. They have a lot of money. Then they can come over here, buy the land, buy the business, and start business. I don't think they're native Vietnamese. They don't have too much as the Chinese people does.
Oh, I see. So then, what do you think Los Angeles Chinatown will be like in about 10 to 20 years?
Oh, they're going to be much bigger. I think there will be much more people there. I think store would be much better too later on.
In what way?
Well, since the communists, now Chinese communists trade with the United States. And this business, the custom, you know, duty, everything, they all fix it up. They can send things over here. People get more chance to get things from China.
Oh, I see.
There could be more visitors that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Japan, Hong Kong and Taiwan and from China, the beginning to get more business, more things come over here. And when they once they get more merchandise, they can open more store, and the people, more people come in to buy.
Now, are there any restrictions, you know, that the Taiwan government, you know, has on their goods that are bought or anything like that from the Chinese here?
No restrictions. They buy whatever they want.
And then how about Zhenghua Wuguan? Do they say anything about their business?
They can't do anything. Once American recognize communist China, Zhenghua Wuguan, what they can do. They can't do anything. And really, it should be one China. Communist, if they change, they don't mean to the people, Chinese people. So what's different between Taiwan and China is the same thing. Before, they said mean to them, they kill them, they don't like it. So now they change a lot. It would be a lot of different.
So then when, you know, say, you know, during the years before, you know, China was opening up her trade, now, did that close off, you know, your source of, you know, jewelry and things like that from mainland China?
Oh, before, then you can very hard to ship things come in, that the United States don't let them come in. If they come in, they charge 85% duty.
85% duty?
Then you just can't buy from them. You can sell too high. Then you go from Hong Kong, you're 12.5% duty.
That's a lot of difference.
A lot of difference.
Yes.
But now they change to China, it's the same thing. 12.5%.
I see. How about from Macau?
Macau is no up to no difference. Just like from Hong Kong, Macau don't have too many things to sell. Macau, very, very little things. All ship out from Hong Kong, most of them.
How about Taiwan?
Taiwan, they have their own agreement with the United States. Yeah, they can do whatever they want. But the new one is China now, the main thing.
So then you can do business directly with, say, a firm in China.
Now you can.
Then how is the business atmosphere there? Is it good for you? You know, good for you? Is it fair terms for you?
Well, I think so. If they have the merchandise is good, and the price is fair, well, then everybody, businessmen are always looking for good buy,
Of course. They don't, I mean, like the Chinese, they don't have particular regulations on their things.
No. Everybody.
Where you are allowed to pick and choose what you want to buy rather than they.
That's right.
They you're not forced to buy what they pick or anything.
Then you don't have to buy it. See, if they so much mix up together, then the merchandise, you don't make money, why you buy it for?
No.
Yeah, you buy what you want. Now you can go there, you can buy what you want. They have a Canton Fair every year, twice, and then you can go down there and buy.
Now, have you been there?
No, I think my brother go there. I didn't go there.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you don't have to go there. You have your own agent to go for you.
Yeah, they take care. They see anything good, they buy it. And no good, they don't buy it. They invite them to go down there every year, twice a year. If you see something you like it, you think you can sell. Okay. They have store in Hong Kong too. If I don't want it, they just sell it themselves. They don't have to bother with it.
Right. Oh, well, that's very good then. So you've had a very successful and prosperous, you know, life here in America.
Oh, so far we're so lucky. Thank you, God. We're so far so good.
Your whole family has enjoyed the best of both worlds.
My son worked back to help me, and then now I try to. Semi-retired anyway, so they do whatever they want, and let them handle it. They know what to do anyway.
And then you think things will continue to be even better for Chinatown?
I think so. They do a lot of service, like my boy Robert, he do a lot of things for Chinatown Service Center. He,
mm-hmm.
he donate a lot of time over there. Mm-hmm. Do all the work for Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Well, thank you very much,
You're
Mr.
welcome.
Lee.